Thank you so much for helping me with looking through my grandma's stuff.
No problem. That's what friends are for.
Do you have any plans for tomorrow? Sophie asked me if you could hang out and maybe you want to come too.
Sure, why not?
Hey, will you help me with that box here?
Of course, it looks very heavy. Wait, why is your name on it?
That must be the box my mom talked about. My grandma packed some stuff together for me.
So, what are we waiting for? Let's open it.
Look at these pretty dresses. They look so historical. Let's try them on.
Okay, why not? They are really pretty. Wow, they fit perfectly. I love them.
Hey, do you see these letters? Let's read them.
So, what is it? What is she writing?
Dear Sierra, if you find these letters, I'm probably dead by now. And I'm sorry for that. But you have to do something for me. I chose you because I know that you're strong, and you're ready now. Do you remember the stories I told you when you were little about a girl named Monica? She's in danger, and she needs your help. And this box is a little package where you will find the thing that will help you rescue Monica. Make me proud. And remember, I will always be by your side. Lots of love, Grandma.
Wow, that's crazy.
Let's just find this package.
I think I found it.
I bet this is just a joke. I mean, how is that even possible?
No, I don't think so. Why would your grandma do this?
I don't know. Let us just open it and find out. How is that going to help us?
I think I can spin it. Let's try it out.
Wait, what are you doing?
Interesting.
What did you do?
Where are we?
I don't know where we are, but I know when we are.
What do you mean?
I mean, today's June 25th, 1951.
Wait, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? That is not possible.
Why would I be kidding? Look over there.
Hello, what are you doing? This is the storeroom. You're not supposed to be here.
Oh, okay, sorry, but where are we exactly?
You are at the Marbella restaurant, so please go outside so that I can take your order.
Wait, this is my grandmother's restaurant.
I have an idea. Do you know Monica?
Yeah, that would be me.
What? Can we go to a quiet place, please, so that we can explain why we are here?
Yes, of course. Let's go over there. So what do you want? And how do you even know me?
Well, this might sound crazy.
Well, it is.
Whatever. You might know the owner of this restaurant. She's my grandmother.
Okay, I'm actually not in the mood for your jokes. I have to work.
No, wait. Let me explain. We are from the future and we have to rescue you.
From who? Do you have any proof?
We have a letter.
This isn't really a proof, but we have the time machine with us.
Okay, then transport me to the next week. Ouch! What was that?
This was the time machine. We just traveled you to the next week.
But how will I know that you guys are telling the truth?
Wait, there's a person over there. Let's go and ask him.
Good idea. Let's go and ask him.
Hey, can you please tell us what date is today?
Yeah, of course. Today's June the 4th, 1951.
Oh my god.
So, do you believe us now?
Yeah. Can we please go back again?
Okay, if you want to.
Oh, I will never get used to this.
What is this? Guys, look, I found a letter in my pocket.
From who? What is it about?
Let's go to the restaurant. Do you want to eat or drink something?
Do you have this delicious pie that my grandma always made?
The apple cinnamon pie?
Yes, that's my favorite.
Of course we do. Mine too. I'll be right back.
Wow, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, here you are.
They look so amazing.
They don't only look amazing, they taste like heaven.
Yeah, so open the letter.
Dear Sierra, I'm glad that you found each other. I already told you that you have to protect Monica. So now I will tell you how. There is a man who wants to harm Monica, and you have to prevent it by finding this man and stealing the last missing part of the time machine. But be careful. This man is really dangerous. Good luck, your loving grandma.
Not again. That's crazy.
What? Why will the man want to harm me?
We have to find him.
Yes, definitely. We will find the missing part and we will go back home.
Actually, I noticed the man lurking around the restaurant. And he acted a bit weird. He sometimes just comes into the restaurant, sits down somewhere, and just looks around without ordering anything. Sometimes I have the feeling he just stares at me.
Can you describe a bit how he looks like?
Sure. He has brown hair, light brown eyes, and he wore a black hoodie with some red sign on it.
Do you mean like this guy over there?
Oh my god, that's him!
Let's go after him then! Now!
Damn it, we lost him.
No, we didn't lose him. He just went into that store over there.
Then what are we waiting for?
She's right, let's go.
Do you guys see him?
Yeah, he's coming out. Let's grab him.
And then what?
When he went out of the restaurant, I saw something in his pocket, and I think it was the missing part we are looking for.
Okay, let's go.
Ow! We got him. Monica, take the thing and run away. We will be right behind you.
Okay.
Come on, let's run away too.
Do you think we lost him?
Yes, he's gone.
Great. I have the missing time machine part.
All right, let's put this together. Okay, I think that's it.
Well, now we're ready to go home. But there's one thing.
What is it?
We have to take you with us.
That's true. It's not safe for you here. And in the future, the dangerous guy is gone, so nobody can harm you then. If you stay here, nothing's changed, and it's still dangerous for you.
Okay, I will be fine with it.
But what about your family?
I don't really have a family. I'm an orphan.
Oh, okay. So, when you're good with that, what are we waiting for? Let's go home!
What? That was all just a dream?